In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, today's Daily Ticker presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of the warmer weather, Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment you can see. Final Four is on Saturday. One of the teams that is there is Auburn. One of their best players is a little banged up. How do they feel about going into that matchup again against Florida? Joining us now, Jason Caldwell of the AuburnUndercover.com website, I-T-A-T Jason on Twitter. You can go give him a follow there. Jason, good morning to you, man. If I would have told you after the airplane incident, where that one kind of went viral around the sports world, like, hey, the pilot's got to turn the plane around. These guys are acting a fool in the back, and now they're in the Final Four. Was that a big deal when it happened? Was there worry about it's going to derail the season? Is it weird to go from that to now, hey, you're two wins away from a national title?
Yeah, no, I don't. These guys nowadays, I think if you went inside most locker rooms, you'd probably have a situation at a time or two that one just so happened to be in the air, and it changes everything then. So, yeah, you get guys around, young guys, competition playing around, and it goes a little further. But no, I don't think anybody thought that was going to be a big deal for this team, and it hasn't been. They get out and compete, but have some fun while they're doing it. And so, yeah, just looking, I think this team has pointed to this really since early on in the season. I think they felt like they had a chance to do some special things. And so for them, it's been kind of check mark after check mark. It started with the Maui Invitational early, and then you get to the regular season. They won the SEC regular season, and then you go, okay, kind of regroup and have a couple of losses down the stretch after you wrap things up. But then you get an NCAA tournament and see if you can find a way to make another run. And now they put themselves in a position to see if they can win two more games.
Well, we'll ask you about Broome and where you think he is health-wise. I know he came back in that game, but many people are wondering. But I do want to ask, going into the NCAA tournament, they had kind of played a little less than ball. Now, maybe that's just season over. They're wrapping it up to the one seed. Okay. What changed, do you think, from those last couple losses? I think they finished three of their last four they had lost, and then the NCAA tournament started. What do you think changed, or what changes did they make?
Yeah, I think a little bit of it was, you kind of wrapped up. There wasn't a whole lot as much to play for, so I think that's part of it. Part of it was you played some really good teams down the stretch when you start talking about obviously playing Alabama, and then you play Tennessee in the SEC tournament at Texas A&M, a good team. And so you go those things, and I think you get tired. I think the grind of being number one for so long, I think it wore on this team a little bit, and I think you're able to shake some of that off as you – take a deep breath, between getting ready for a conference tournament. You lose, in a conference tournament game, and then you go, okay, you got another week to get prepared for the NCAA tournament. I think it's probably been good for them to have some of this downtime to regroup a little bit. And so I think mentally they've helped in. And I honestly think that's probably a big thing now for them too, because I think they go into the Final Four now. And my guess is that they'd probably be the fourth out of four teams if people start going, hey, who do you think is going to win it? I think they're going to be a team that's the number one overall seed and was number one for most of the year. That's going to go into this thing feeling a little bit like an underdog.
Yeah, a slight underdog in the game against Florida. Jason Caldwell is our guest covering Auburn for AuburnUndercover.com. I-T-A-T Jason on Twitter. The regular season game against Florida was a high scoring game that, 48-38 at the half. They end up losing the game 90-81. I believe it was at home, but you can correct me if I'm wrong on that. I'm curious what we take away from that. It was such a long time ago. Like, is there anything you grab from that game and try and play into this one? Is it going to have any bearing on what happens this weekend? What do you make of the rematch against Florida?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with Florida, especially early on. They made a bunch of shots. I think I went back and looked last night, and I think they were 7 of 13 or 8 for 13 from 3 in the first half. And you go, and that was really the biggest. Walter Clayton's fantastic. He's such a good player. Elijah Martin did not even play in that game for Florida, but Walter Clayton had a massive first half. I think he had 16 or 18 in the first half, and that put Auburn in a hole. And so I think you look at this game, and the bigs from each side kind of canceled each other out that first time. I actually think the rebounding was 40-40. And so for Auburn, can you just hold your own rebounding? Because that's where Florida, they can really destroy you with their length. And so, but I think you look at it for Auburn and go, can you make shots? They actually haven't shot the ball exceptionally well and have made it to the Final Four by not having those guys get really hot from the perimeter. And so I think for Auburn, you go, I mean, you feel good. Florida probably feels the same way, going, look, we haven't played our best basketball and we've still been good enough. So, yeah, I think two teams that are going to know a ton about each other. Bruce Pearl, obviously Stephen Pearl, his son is a coach. Him and Todd Golden are best of friends, played together on a national team. Todd Golden was on Bruce's first staff here as an analytics guy. These two teams are going to know each other inside and out.
Do you think they can win this game if Broome isn't close to 100%?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he'll be fine, coming back Sunday night after the game. His arm wasn't in the sling or anything like that. It'll probably be sore these next few days. But his shooting arm, he really shoots the ball mostly with one arm anyway. He's almost a one-arm shooter. I don't think it'll impact him a great deal. But I do think those guys will have to play well. This isn't a game where you would expect him to have one of those 25-16 games against Florida. So that's why I think this falls a little bit more on the guard play this week than maybe it has the last couple of games for Auburn.
Interesting. Great stuff. Jason Caldwell covering Auburn for 25 years. AuburnUndercover.com at ITAT. Jason on Twitter. Go give him a follow, man. Thanks for the time. Final Fours are fun. I can't wait for this weekend. Should be a couple of entertaining games. Appreciate the insight, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.